Lord God, thanksgivings in our heart, Lord, for keeping us, Father, spiritually, Lord, and physically, Lord. It is not we, people, that has put us in this world, Lord. It is not we, people, Lord God, who have revealed themselves, Father, the things that are revealed before us, Lord. It's thy grace, Lord, it's thy mercy, Father. It's thy love, Lord. We come to you, Father, full of thanks, Lord God, and joy, Father, seeing what you've done. Tonight is another night, Lord, that you've gathered us together, Father, to speak to our hearts, Father. We pray, Father, that you do it, Lord. And as you speak, Father, build faith in our hearts, Father, such that, Lord, you reveal yourself, Father, to the hearts of your people. Not only that, Lord, whatsoever needs they have, Lord, may they be granted, Lord, for the glory of your name. For those who are not with us, Lord, may be suffering this way or that way. I really miss Sister Everin, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you bless them wherever they are, Lord, as you bless us. Don't forget them. Maybe they're listening in, like Brother Joe, Lord God, and my wife, Father. We pray, Father, that you bless them. Be with them. For those who are listening in from far, Lord, may it open up, Lord. Something open up in their minds, Father, that you speak. And at the end of it all, they will have joy. The Lord God, you spoke to them. In all things, Lord God, we give glory and honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I've had a very bad week or something like that, but that's all right. And I felt bad that I was not able to come. I heard that John was coming to work at the building. I really felt bad that I could not make it. I really felt bad, but. John is a special man. John is a special person. John is a special person. Brother Don is blessed with very good children, and we love them. And John is great. John is great. The only thing that I really desire that would happen is, I desire to meet him. I miss him. I don't see him. I don't know how to see him. And I thought I'd go there and see him and be with him. But this is the kind of man that does things. He doesn't need you to thank him. He doesn't need nothing. He just does it. And that's the scripture. That's according to the Bible. And that is his heart. That is his heart. He has a big, big, big heart. And he can give you anything. He can give you his heart. And he remains with that. I mean, he's a special man at heart. And God bless you, sir. The only thing that we can pray is that God bless him. God bless him. Spiritually and physically. Yes. Because God promised to do that. And I pray that God is gonna, you know, wherever he steps, let there be blessings. Wherever he steps, I'm saying that because I know my first vehicle in America was given to me by him, and still there. And you don't know how much I love it. The other day, Brother Gerard came to my house, to my dad's house. He was talking about that vehicle, and he was told by my father-in-law that I don't think Brother Gumba can part with that. I don't know, I love it. I have, it looks old, it doesn't look like, and when Arsenal came to America, he really loved it. And then after staying here for some time, you see other better things, other better cars, and now, but I still love it. I love that truck. I love that truck. It was given me for free. And he signed it. And he gave it to me, and that was my first vehicle, and you don't know how much joy I had to drive my first vehicle in America, and another thing is he tells Brother Don that everything pick it up is his now, and he sends it, and then I look for him to thank him, brother, where are you? And he's so busy and like that, but I'm very happy what he's doing to the building. I'm very happy. And now you can say, you know, they said, such as we have, do we give unto thee. Silver and gold have we not, but such as we have, do we give unto you. Yeah. That whatsoever we bless will be blessed. And whatsoever we curse will be cursed. So when you tell your brother, God bless you,
amen,
it means a lot. Amen. When you tell anybody, God bless you, it's not in vain. It's not in vain. Know who you are. You are a special person before God. You are the mouthpiece of God here on earth, the bride base.
Yeah.
So when you tell somebody, God bless you, and you mean it in your heart, it means a lot.
Yes.
And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. So that's why we just don't go blessing everything that we find around. We've got to be led to have that. And I would say from my heart that may God bless Brother John.
Amen.
You know, I don't know where to start on this one. I thought it's brought together and I tried to bring it together, but another thing that was really touching me is that I wish that I would say it in the right way. I know there are people listening in, and I wish that the people would understand me. I was talking to Brother Don and Sister Rhoda the other night, and I've said this word very many times. And I know that it's not a very good word. It's a very, especially when you tell somebody on the face that he says that, sycophant or something, that is not a very good word. But it's very good to be sycophant to God and God only. Sycophant is you follow somebody, right, wrong, right, I mean, right, back, front, whatever he does, whatever he tells you, you follow it. That's a sycophant. Somebody who follows, you just follow, you don't care. And there's nobody, and I'm saying that before Brother Don. Brother Don, I know he's a pastor here, but there's no pastor, there's no preacher, there's nobody. And even when you do that to the prophet, you do it knowing that it is God. And those people who are qualified that you do it for, to be a sycophant to, they don't even demand it. They tell you not to, like the prophet, Brother Branham. So it's very important to look at one thing and learn one thing and be sold to it. The word of God. That. Don't wait for Brother Don, the pastor. And I'm sorry, Brother Don, I'm preaching here. don't wait for him to come and tell you, do this. Yeah, he's the pastor. He'll tell you to do whatever God tells him to do. He's going to preach. He's going to do that. We're supposed to respect him. But at the same time, let your eyes be cast on one thing. The word of the Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. It's a very thin line. Because you got to respect the pastor. You got to respect those people who bring the word to you. That's right. That's a scripture also. But it's also a very thin line because he said he cannot share his glory with nobody. He's the only one who has glory. He's the only one. And he cannot share it with anybody else.
That's right. Amen.
And we all should cast on that. And you know, I know that many a time, even in Kenya, and I've tried that. And every time I go to Kenya, because people want to hang on me, it's very easy for people to hang on you. Especially when God helps you and brings the revelation. But again, you have a duty, because God has given you that revelation, and God has given you that is a thing in you that is able to talk and make people happy and make people see things that they were not seeing. It's very easy for them to take you, and I'm saying that because that's where many ministers fall. That's where many great things that come. That's where they fall.
Amen.
And they make the whole thing, the good thing that God was doing, fall down and crumble. The prophet said, the very snake that was raised up, the brass snake.
Amen.
And people went there and they were healed. Whoever looked at it after being beaten by a snake in the wilderness, they came and looked at it and they were healed. It was a miracle. It came to a place where they thought that was God. The prophet said, he calls him a prophet, but he was actually a king. He came and brought it down, brothers. The very good thing that God has, and God can raise me. God can raise you. God can raise a sister here who does things. You know, even music can heal you. You have a disease and you praise music. And music like David. And there you are. The anointing comes and you get healed. You can come to a place where you take, I know somebody who has a guitar. Of course he's dead. He has a guitar. And he says he was given something. Like the prophet was given a sword. He was given something to put in his finger. And there are two of them. And he says he's a male and female. And he says he was given, like the prophet, he came from heaven. And it fell. And it came to them. And that was true. He was praying it, and I promise, if you hear the kind of music that comes on that, you marvel. Because he really plays that guitar so well. He's dead. He's dead now. But there's a cult that come. I'm not going to call anybody a cult. Because it's a message believer. That's what it is. But there are some people, great groups of people gathered around that. And they raised him up. And he have people all over the world today. Praise be to God. The very same thing that God can give you, you got to come to a place where we are sober. We are sober. We are very sober. I'm saying that knowing that this is a cradle of revelation. This is a place where great revelation is coming from.
Amen.
Another thing I would like to say, because I've heard that, because of, and I'm coming to my quotes, no problem. Because it's coming to my head, so I don't know what to do with it. Another thing I would like today to say is you can make sycophants. If you don't want anybody to ask you anything, do you understand what I mean? You say something, I don't see it, you don't want me to ask you. You make a sycophants out of the people. People who fear. People follow you in fear. They don't want to. Let me say this. There's nothing wrong in my wife saying he doesn't see what I'm preaching. There's nothing wrong. And anybody else has that freedom. Everybody, every one of you has that freedom. Because the revelation comes not from the preacher, not from the pastor, not from your husband, from God himself. If he doesn't reveal, he's not revealed. You say it's not revealed to me. That's not. There's nothing wrong with that.
No shame.
How many times has people asked the prophet a question? In the prophet, he says, I want this question answered, Brother Branham. This is the question. Then you go to the question and answers. He says, I don't know.
Amen.
He says, I don't. What is wrong with that? There's nothing wrong.
Amen.
It comes to a place where people come to a place when you ask them a question, you're now doubting whether what they're preaching is. There's nothing wrong with that. Ask a question. Ask a question.
Amen.
If you disagree with me, that's okay. And the prophet said, if you disagree with me, listen, if you disagree with me, and then you don't have the kind of love that you had before we disagreed, you have a problem, you.
Amen.
You need to, if the prophet says, you need to come to the altar.
That
way, everybody is free. I'm not saying there's some attitudes I don't like. I don't like some. Have the right attitude.
Yes.
I think it's my father who told me that it's very bad to hate something. Very bad to hate something in anger.
Amen.
You know that? Because it's not deleted. You have sent it, it's a letter. Those people have it. They always refer to it and see how bad it was. Don't light something. If you're angry, don't light it.
Amen.
Wait until it cools. Go somewhere and pray. You can even sing a song and something. Just go somewhere and just be around there. Come back. And if you think you're answering that, will hurt more than it will help. Don't, it's not time for, brother, it's not time for it yet. I'm saying things, brother, that when I start here, I don't start here talking to you and you listening to me like no, I'm talking to myself, brothers. I'm talking to myself as well. We got to know the words that we speak. Even when we disagree, there are words that I don't throw to you. There are words that you don't throw to me. We got to have Christ's spirit amid us. I mean, why do we call ourselves Christians? Amen. We got to care. We got to care for one another. We got to care for a brother. We got to care for a sister. We got to care for every one of us. Yes, even outside there. It's very important the way you talk to people. Even outside there. Where you work, where you do, where you shop. It's very important. Are you? Whenever you speak, whenever you do things, just, and I'm doing it to myself also. Think, I'm weak. Brothers, I'm weak. I'm very weak. Great talkers are called great liars. And I'm a great talker. But I don't lie, of course. but great talkers can make mistakes when they're talking. And they're most hated because they just talk. But that's me. And I thought, God help me. Take my mouth. Let me, whatever comes out of my mouth will not hurt anybody. And sometimes I beat myself. After I'm done and finished, I go back home and I see, what did I see? How did I see it? How are these people going to take it? And it disturbs me. In other words, brothers, I'm saying, let's be careful.
Amen.
Let's be careful. Yes. Let's be Christians. That we say we are. Of course, we don't say we are. We say we are, but we are also. Praise be God. Let that God, whenever you speak, whenever you do something, in the shops there, or in Walmart or something, whenever you do it, maybe somebody, Don was talking about some people who you are driving and somebody comes and cuts you or something like that, they do. And I've heard people, Christians say, idiot, stupid. Those who are not ones to be spoken in the pulpit. I'm sorry, brother. But what if somebody heard? What if somebody heard? So talk to yourself a bit. Are you doing like a Christian leader? Think about it. If Christ was driving that car, if Jesus Christ was driving that car, would he have done that to that somebody? Would he have called him idiot? Would he have called him stupid? Think about, and you are Christ.
Amen.
Think about that. I'm talking to myself also, brother. I don't use those words. But sometimes I feel, what is this guy doing? I feel like that. Calm down. It's okay.
Amen.
After all, we believe that God is control. Whether we are going to work, coming to work, whether somebody, I remember driving too. And I was like, I was sick. And I got, that was my first time to drive. And I was going there because Brian has called me that he's in an accident. Then his phone is not going through. I feel like I'm gonna go crazy. I don't know where, and you know somebody you love.
Amen.
Like, and you don't know where she is, and he's an accident, and he's not talking. What do you think is happening? And everything like that, and I went and put it in the bushes and ran. When I saw, because there was a traffic jam. There are times like that. You mean, what is happening here? Let this guy go. Is he on the right, and he's not moving? And the lights are green, and he's not moving. And bright is even when that time, calm down. You cannot do nothing. There's nothing you can help by throwing bad words and having. You are ruining the spirit. You cannot call somebody an idiot and stupid and then come back to pray. Oh God, you're a very good God. It's very hard to do that.
Amen.
You're ruining your atmosphere between you and God. That's what you're doing.
Yes,
you got to make an atmosphere around you that you are always meditating, always talking to God,
yes,
constantly that you are with God. That if something happens, you can even speak the word.
That's right. Amen.
Where is Cameroon? Oh, I miss him. All right. So, I didn't know it would come like that. But anyways, right. that's something that I feel, brother, that we need to make an atmosphere.
Amen.
we need to make it between us. Between the people that you disagree with. On the, even on the word. You know, sometimes I've refrained even to put some things in the word because I don't want to hurt anybody. Even is a quote that you fear to put it there. But let us make so easy that we can fellowship.
Amen.
You can put, knowing that Don does not believe this, I can just throw it there. Because there's a quote of the prophet. There are no quotes that are this. Don quotes and Goba's quotes. There are no quotes like that. All the quotes belong to Brother Branham.
Amen.
I can throw it there and you can throw it there. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter because you are supposed to believe it. I am supposed to believe it. Are you gonna make me not be able to look at it in the table? The table is there. I'm reading it. Even if I don't throw it there, I'm reading it.
Amen.
All quotes are our quotes.
Yes.
Be comfortable when it's put there.
Yes.
You might disagree with my interpretation. But every man should agree with the prophet.
Amen.
Every man. That, of course, that's a believer of the prophet. If you think he's a prophet,
yes,
then you got to. This is that's what he said.
Amen.
And then you can have from there. You can have your interpretation. Praise be God. But you know what makes it? It's my attitude. It's my or your attitude, brother Michael. Is what makes me not be able to tell you, brother. There's another quote that says against what you're saying. Because you come frying to me. Don't fry. This is not your quote.
Amen.
It's not you who said it. It's God who said it.
That's right.
This is God's word.
Amen.
Praise be. And let God help us. Let God help us.
Yes.
I remember a brother who said something. And we got to be careful with the people. And I think I told Don that story. A brother wrote something. He's in a group in Uganda. A brother wrote something. And I feel that brother, that brother is held high by people that he's a brother who knows the word like that. And there are people who are held like that. Like Brother Don. Brother Don is held up like that in the world. But you don't know that. If Brother Don says something, it's going to be taken very seriously. People are going to look at it. That's why, Brother Don, when much is given to you, you've got to be very careful also. When much is required from you, you know that. You know, it's like Trump. You know, he's got to be very careful what he says. He can speak today words that will make the economy of Kenya tomorrow go down.
Yes,
that's right. You got to, when that great spy is given to you, and there are people like that. So this brother is given that position by people, and I know that, especially that area. So he says something here. I don't know whether I would say it. This is he said something, and I was very careful. And God helped me, because I could have just put it there, but I didn't. He said that UN is the mark of the beast. No, not, is the, what is the image of the beast. The UN is the, and I look at it, I say, it's not, the prophet does not say that. And I'm not trying to bring my brother down or something. But he said, I look at it, say, the prophet does not say that. What does he say? I went looked, because sometimes you think, somebody like that, you know, you got to be careful when you're answering. So I went back there and I looked at it, I said, no, I think he's wrong. It's directly, he says directly, the World Council of Churches is the image of the beast. So I didn't put it there. And there's a quote, there are three or four quotes here that I can put there, saying exactly opposite of what he said. And I said, well, why did he say that? I don't know why he said that. Maybe he has another quote somewhere. So I called him. I wrote him. I posted to him. I said, brother, why did you say this? He said, that's true. That's true. And he talked like he knows. So I said, but I don't think he says like that, brother. He said, no. Is the UN in America? Is the world order? I said, brother, I don't think the prophet says like that. I don't think the prophet, no. Brother, that's the image of the beast. I said, so I sent that quote. He said, yes. Even when I said that to him, that quote to him, it's direct. He said, yeah, but they are together. I said, no, we don't have, he's not saying that they are together. I said, brother, it's not this, it's this. But now we are talking one-on-one. And now I saw him the foreign day, and he corrected it in the group. And that's good. I didn't need to do nothing there to show that, like, that's good. If you have that kind of an idea, but you want to put it there so that the people can see that you are greater than that, then you need an altar. You need to come to the altar. If that's the purpose you're putting it there, is to show that you are the first. The brother Don brought it very well the other day. There's nobody who brought it first or brought it last or whatever. It's God who brought it first. It's God who brought it first.
Yes, sir.
And he doesn't brag. And he has more to bring.
Amen.
Praise be to God. He wants humility from us. He wants us to humble. If you have something, I remember one thing we had. Brother, I said that, and Brother Don asked me that what, the other day he asked me because he forgot. We had, there was a time that we were talking about, and these things I didn't know. And that made me study. And when we're just talking like that, she started to just do something. I don't know from where. She started to just do something there. And that thing made me look at it and said, okay, there it is. And it made me study, go study and study and study. Now, you don't talk about Adam and you don't think I'm not going to say something. God has helped me on those things. But actually, who ignited that was his Sarada. He did something there. And that made me like go and say, what? And I wonder why I was not seeing that. Brothers, sisters, this is the body of Christ, and he can use whatever he wants to use. He can use a finger, he can use your foot, he can use whatever he wants to use. And God, you're not going to bottle God.
That's right.
You're not going to bottle God. You must always come from here, from God, from this man called. No! You cannot bottle God. God does whatever he wants to do. And this is his body, and he can do whatever. This is his wife. It's nobody's wife. It's his wife. And he can do whatever he wants to do with them.
Amen.
He can put her there. He can put this one there. He can put there. And he can even reorganize. Whatever he wants.
Amen.
He's God.
Amen.
Praise be to God. With that, God can help us, brother. God can help us with that. Humility. Just calm down. Humility. Humble yourself. Recognize a brother. In fact, the Bible says that take your brother more better than yourself. That's a scripture. Consider him better than yourself. Consider your sister better than yourself. But that's what he said. And let's have that kind of an attitude. I'm saying that, and I know there are people who are listening to me, and I'll receive questions. And another thing, I'll answer them. Any question you ask me, I'll answer them. I'll answer this is it, or I'll answer it that I don't know. That's also an answer. If I don't know, I'll say, I don't know. If I know it, I'll say, I know it. If you say, do you have a quote? I say, I don't have a quote right now, but I know it. I have read it, and I'm going to look for it. And I'm going to give it to you. Praise be to God. Another thing is, I know, I'm sorry on this, because I come here like all that talk. I don't have a quote. But I have quotes of what I'm saying, but I have not read a quote. And we people here are used to reading. Forgive me for that.
Okay.
So some people are called differently. I can talk here and talk and don't read nothing. But what I'm saying is the word of God, brother. It's the word of God. It's God. It's his message, brother.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. And that's good. Now, let me come to this. If I just read a few and then we close, now that's okay. I think, I don't know whether Asana is going to work tomorrow. Just give me a few minutes. I can come with it another time. Brother Don is asking me if I can, I should not say it from here, Brother Don, because I said you talk. He called me from the hospital. I was in the hospital. I took Gabe last night. He went down like weak, and could not even talking was a problem. Walking was a problem. He could not even get out of the bed. And I thought that I would take him to the emergency room. And I did that. I was coming from the emergency room very late in the night. And then they advised me to see that specialist. We had an appointment today, but we had cancelled it so that we take him to the emergency room like that. But they told me, no, we can see things, but he will know better than us. So you better take him there. So this morning again, I took him there to the specialist, and he's been very, very bad. Right now he's better. He's better. And as we came from there, we got to somewhere, and he ate something small. He's not been eating at all. And he's been weak. At one point, he could not even walk. And he's good now. It's getting better right now. And he's happy. He's jumping up, and that's good. And we're happy about that. And don't call me and ask me if I can do this tonight. And I don't complain, because he's been working so hard and coming here and preaching to us daily, at least when he asks for this help. I can't say no, even if I'm not ready. Can't say no. He's been working so hard, and when you see somebody working so hard, you need to help them a bit. Yeah. Especially when they have a notion like they need some help. You don't even need them to ask you. I mean, we can help. So that's how I came here. And when I get back home, I tried to study. My family has been down. And we have two girls who's been strong. And my wife was telling me it's because of the, in Kenya, they have kind of immunity because of, they've not been, when I came to America, nothing like this was getting me for years. Nothing like that now, because of the eating and the habits like that, I've come to that now. Everybody in our house there, dad, mom, Elijah, my wife, the children, they get sick. Everybody gets sick. And I was just there. It was me who was going errands for them. And I'm there. But it's the immunity system or something. And when you come to a place like that, in Kenya, you can fight somebody with even worms in the stomach. They stay there. They don't. It doesn't bother them. One time you can have something like that, and it doesn't bother them even. Because yeah. And of course we are trying to get them out, and the doctors who help. But the immunity is, you know. Here I saw that doctor even touching you. He got to sanitize. They don't. The children are playing there, and they have. Why don't they get sick? That child is having a knowledge, and he's doing on the ground. He's even red with soil, and he's down there on the road, on the dirt road, that vehicles are passing sometimes with tires. You don't know where they have been. And they have built that for a long time until it doesn't work. But here, everything is clean and like that, and this is different. So I'm trusting that the Lord will help them. I will help my... Because in Kenya also they have their own problems, like malaria. We don't have malaria here. We have malaria. And different places are different. So, but there are only two girls who they've not been sick. They've been all right. They've been helping, and we appreciate that. So, may God bless you, brothers, today, I'm not going to preach my message. Time is over. But let me say what I wanted to say. I wanted to read this scripture again. I read it last time. I wanted to read this scripture again. Do you have quotes? You have your quotes, okay. The scripture again. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. There's a scripture. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I wanted Lily to read that. In the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. All right. Why I was coming with that is to show the two comings and the difference. The first coming was the acceptable year. That's what I wanted to say. It was acceptable year. And when he did that, when he came, the New Testament has been that. He brought the New Testament. And it is actually been the acceptable year of the Lord, even in the church ages. It has not been judgment. It has been acceptable year of the Lord. But in every age, when the word comes, there's something that comes on the people who have refused it. But they're not taken anywhere. They're not. They're judged that they didn't take it, and they're taken to the fifth dimension, and they stay there, and they will come back. And when they come back, they will be they're in prison. The prophet said that when he was preaching the book called Souls in Prison Now, he said that those people are in prison. They're taken to that prison. And the church ages has been like that. But in the end here, there is a second coming of the Lord. And I'm not disagreeing with Brother John, but there's something I want to make a comment on. I hope you people will understand it. At the end here, when he comes, it's different. When he comes, judgment comes. I think that's very serious. Judgment comes. And that's all I wanted to say. The acceptable year ends. The church ages end the acceptable year. It's gone. It's done. From there, where we go to is judgment. People are judged. But when he came the first time, he read it. He read that scripture before the people. And that's what next I was trying to do. And Jesus returned. That's the next quote. Look for him. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. That's his first coming. And it's going to be like that in the church ages all through. It's in mercy. He's trying to tell the people, free for your lives. Every age you came and told the people like that, free for your lives. In every age, until the last one. Now he says here, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region around about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. 16. And he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath. It's a story that he's giving here. And this very story, very same story, is going to come up again when he comes the second time. I hope you get what I'm saying. That was the acceptable year, and that story goes like that. He went there, and that was the acceptable year. And he declared, this scripture, this day, is fulfilled before you. In other words, I am he who has come to declare to you the acceptable year. Who have come to you to declare mercies. You are in mercy. Wherever I said a prophet, and I said, he also said that he's going to say prophet and wise man. Whenever I said a prophet, a messenger, hear him. Every time in the church ages, you're going to do that. Praise be to God. And they will be telling you, get out of my people. Get away from this, my people. Get away from the judgment's coming. Get out of her. Get out of her. It will be like that. But it will come a time when this standing before people and this scripture, somebody getting a Bible from me, a priest coming, it will happen again. When I come the second time. But now when I come the second time, it will not be the acceptable year of the Lord. Can you get that? It will not be the acceptable. Today I'm coming with mercy. It will not be acceptable year of the Lord. When I come the next time, it will not be the acceptable year of the Lord. It will be in judgment. And I'm coming. Praise to God. And it will be exactly like this. It will be exactly like this. A priest will come. He will hand me that book. And I'll say it. I'll say exactly like. And I say, this scripture, this day, is fulfilled. Praise to God. And it exactly happened like that. Praise to God. Why? A sign that he's come. A sign that he's here. Just like he was there in that time in Marseille, now he's back here. Because the second coming of the Lord was to take a bride. He takes a bride, and when he takes a bride, he turns around and gives everybody else judgment. The earth and everything else judgment. Why judgment on earth? Why judgment on earth? Because you see, the nature did not sin. It's Adam and Eve who sinned. Actually, it's Eve who sinned. And when they sinned, that was their king. That was the Bible's king said, that was their God. That was their God. And because their God has fallen, also the nature fell. The lion started killing zebras. The trees started dying. It was not like that. And the ground started growing thorns and thistles instead of flowers and things like that. It was cursed. Because they, why? Because they are king. Because they are God. It's for him. So their nature, the ruler of that nature also fell. When the ruler of the nature fell, also the nature fell. Now, if the ruler of the nature starts up again, they will also start being purged, being cleaned up. Can you get that? And judgment will clean the nature up. I hope you get that. I hope you get that. You're so quiet on that. Yeah. That's exactly what's going to happen. The prophet said there will be a purge. And that's why the prophet said the first world war was the first phase. The second world war was the second phase. The third world war will put it away, will clean it, will completely get away and bring a new heaven and a new earth. Praise be to God. I cannot read all that until I can. By the way, I'm confused a bit. What time do we leave here? Oh, it's a real time. Eh? Just give me 5 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes. 10 minutes? No. 10 minutes is too much. Okay, give me 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. I just close. Okay. Okay. Where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read verse 17. And there was delivered unto him. Look at that, delivered unto him. He did not read his Bible. The Bible was delivered unto him. This is very important because it's going to happen again here. Amen. Praise be to God. And that's exactly what happened when he was preaching Parthians. And people wonder, why is this the same? Remember, God could not allow it not to be the same. He made sure a Catholic bishop was there. His name was Stanley. A Catholic bishop. He was not even a bishop. He was archbishop. Archbishop of the Catholic Church. And he woke up and the Bible, the prophet could not read the Bible. And where was he reading? I think 1620. Is it 1620 or 1720? I don't remember exactly. I think 1620 or 1720. 1620. He was reading 1620. What is it? It's the birth pains. So birth pains is judgment. The world has got to have judgment. And he says, a woman when he has a baby, when he wants to have a baby, he has three pains. He says, the first one, the nurse don't worry. The second one, the nurse don't worry. But when the third one is coming now, he rushes there because that will produce a baby. And he says, the doctor's book is the Bible. He said, that was a birth pains. This world is having to give birth to a new earth and a new heaven. He says, the first one, that's judgment. The first one, they had poison guns and things like that. Poison whatever. And then the second one, they had this bombs, not very big bombs. He said, today, if it happens, it cannot leave. And that world war that is coming will not leave this earth on its axis. Is it that? It will give birth to a new earth and a new heaven. It must. Praise be to God. So it must be hit. And when he was trying to bring that, just as he came the first time and brought that in the first time that he came here on earth, he said, this day the scripture is fulfilled. He said, this is acceptable of the Lord. And he stopped right there because the other one was the second time when he comes is for judgment. Then he comes here, him, and I'm saying this because I want you to get it very right. There are some things the prophet says, and I want you to read this, and I'm just building up on what Brother Don has said. I'm not trying to say it's not. Look here. When he says greater things, the prophet says very, very well that the Bible does not say greater. He says that is the Bible. He says, I've gone to Lexicon, but the Bible says more. Something like that. But now here he comes. He can do greater because he is him again. He can create again. Amen. It's greater. Here you can use the word greater. These are greater because now he built a thing from the wine. When he came the first time, he built his wine from water. Is that right? From something, and he made that. He built something from that. But here it is just like he did in the beginning.
Amen. That's right.
Let there be him again. Who is Jesus Christ? He's God himself.
Amen.
He's here again. Who has come? Who has married to the bride? It's God himself.
Amen.
People think, brother Don, and that message is very good about the Godhead. People think it's another guy called Jesus Christ. He's going to come with the name. No, it's God himself. That was God here, God man here on earth. This is God again here who has come to marry a bride.
Amen.
Exactly right, brothers.
Amen.
Because he's brought it back to where it was, just like it was in the Garden of Eden. Now he can speak like he spoke in the Garden of Eden. He can say, let there be, and there's a spirit there. Let there be, and there's something here.
Amen.
From nowhere. He doesn't have meat. He doesn't have he doesn't have carbon, because I understand them, all the matters are made of carbon, I think so. He doesn't have carbon, he doesn't have nothing, and he said, let there be. Maybe a squirrel. Why he's come is him. It's him again here on earth. And the prophet said, when he declared that night or that day in Nazareth, he said, this scripture, this day, I've come to bring the acceptable year of the Lord. This scripture, this day is fulfilled. He said, why didn't they see? Why did they recognize him here on earth? He said, he's repeating again here. He's come, declared this day, this scripture, and they don't recognize him. He's built squeals. He says, this says a lot of things happened. They don't recognize him. They don't know him. Why?
That's right.
But there's a group of people who has recognized. It's him.
Amen.
It's him again. It's him again here on earth.
Thus
says the Lord, it's me. Praise be to God.
Amen.
It's him again. He's repeating it. And this is a sign that it's him. There's a sign that he's here. Just as it was there, a priest came and brought the book. You get that? Now, and the people are wondering. I think Rebecca is wondering. How did that priest, where did it read Isaiah? When Brother Branham was, I don't want to get to that, but when Brother Branham was preaching birth pains, where did he read Isaiah? 16, verse 16. John 16, I think verse 20. John 16, verse 20. The prophet is saying, it's Isaiah 61, verse 2. It's exactly the same. It's the judgment. He's come back in judgment. He's the same one who came and led Isaiah 61:2a. He's come back again this time, because that was a scripture for that. This scripture, this day is fulfilled. That was for that time. The acceptable year of the Lord. I'm not going to say it again. Now he's come back again, and as it was there, a priest comes. A priest. And you wonder why? Because why didn't he put a suit? Why did he put on a suit that day? Why didn't Archbishop Stanley of the Catholic Church put a suit that day? God is showing something. God is showing a sign. God is wanting you people to recognize who is standing here. Just as he stood in Nazareth at the pulpit here. He wants you to recognize who is standing here. It's him. He's come. Revelation 10, 1 to 6. It's happened this year. It's different. It's different from all the churches. Church ages are over. That's all different. Now here he comes. Then he wants you to recognize. He's here. He said, why couldn't they recognize it? Why can't the people recognize?
Amen.
Stanley came here with a Bible. The prophet tried. He tried, and it was crapped up. He tried. He could not open it. It was a new Bible brought to her, to him by the wife. So he didn't know what to do. And he said, what is it? And he tried to read that. And verse 20 starts here and goes to John 17. So he reads here. This does not sound right. And he goes there. And it's not coming. What is it? And you know what that man said? He came, there must be a reason for this. Son, don't worry. There must be a reason for this. And he gave him his opened Bible. And he opened it. Why couldn't the people see?
Amen.
Then 3 days or some days later, he came and said, he was driving, and you can read that. I don't know how to put the quotes for three books together like that. I tried. I found the three books. You can put the whole books, the three books, the two, the scriptures, and the birth page. You can put them all together there. And another one from other books. I think from the prophet, the son prophet. You can put them all here. You can put all the quotes here. But you go read that. He's walking on the street. No, not walking. They're driving home, and the children ask for something, and they sit here, and they start talking about it. Hey, I was shy. The sister was shy. I knew that I had given him that book. And something cracks and says, and he says, it hit me like a thunderbolt. It's God who talked, and he said, the scripture, this day is fulfilled. He went back to the pulpit and said, the scripture, this day is fulfilled. What is it? It's Jesus Christ again. Declaring the same thing, this scripture, this day is fulfilled. What is it? It was fulfilled in mercy then. Now it's here, fulfilled in judgment. This is the second coming. It's happened. It's here. And God is doing everything to make people see that he's here. Let's pray. I know I've not preached, but just forgive me. I've just read the scriptures. I've not even finished them, but I don't want to take your time, brothers and sisters. So let's pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the things that you showed us, Lord. Where would we be, Lord? Where would we be, Lord, if you didn't do what you did, Lord? Father, we can't thank you enough. We can't really thank you enough. We love you, Father. And we humble before you. And we are before you, Father, that whatever you deem fit to put in us, Lord, we are ready, Lord. Sometimes we need chastising a bit. Sometimes we need spanking. Whatever it takes, Lord. But we pray that you draw us to yourself. And you work a miracle on us that we stay there. And live there, Lord God, is our prayer. We pray for those people who are not here and suffering and like that. We commit them to you, Lord. We commit everybody to you. Let the minds of the people, Father, come down and come to a place where, Lord, the atmosphere of God will be with us. We can't pray like you said, that we pray always ceaselessly. We can't do that. We can't be kneeling down ceaselessly. We got to wake up, go to the bar, and do other things and work and things like that. But our minds, Lord, can be caught up with you so much, Lord God, that we'll be meditating and praying and think about you all our lives, Lord. That can be possible, Father. And you can do it, Father. And that's our prayer, that you do that. So we commit ourselves to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I know you enjoyed, and so many good things Brother Gomez said. So he had two messages tonight, and the first one, I was thinking when he was got started and he just started going here and there. And I thought, I had a hard time on Sunday. And, you know, I wanted to read a couple of things. I had it for the end. I was going to say, okay, if I feel led at the end, I'm going to read it. And then I felt led to go right there. And that's exactly, I thought, God wants to say something.
Amen.
And when it don't matter how much you prepare, how much your message is there, that and that's good. And that message is wonderful. It's great. But you don't sit in your study and think, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that, I'm going to say that.
Amen.
You know, you study for your message, you're studying for the word, and these other things sometimes God just takes over.
Yes.
And so I thank God that Brother Gumba is able to yield himself, that God could say something.
Amen.
And there were so many good things there and powerful things. And one of them, both of them, Michael and Brother Gumba mentioned tonight about creating that atmosphere.
Yes, yes.
And Brother Branham, you know, sometimes we don't realize that sometimes God is just His grace helps us in those situations. Sometimes we think about it and we don't feel worthy. We don't feel like we can do what He did. But He did it and He knew what He was doing.
Yes.
He did it, He knew the problem, and He began working on it. And He created that atmosphere right there. And He said, in just a little while, everybody was happy. Everybody was, that's exactly the truth. And so then a very powerful thing that Brother Goomba said, what you bless is blessed.
Amen. Yeah.
What you curse is cursed.
Yes, sir.
That's this day and age. Amen. This is the time now that, as the Brother Goomba brought, He's in the bride.
Yes.
And so we must be careful. We must be careful. Brother Goomba was talking also about being people taking your words highly. Brother Goomba, everywhere, but especially in Kenya, he's respected across the country and across many countries, in Africa and then here. And so it's a serious thing. And myself, I'm not used to that. Brother Goomba's been in that for a long time. And so this is all new for me, Brother Goomba. Of course, I've been on the mission field, but you don't know how much it's humbled me to see how many people are listening, how many people are coming and listening into the messages that are coming from here. This before tomorrow morning, there'll be many people.
Yes.
There'll be many people that have already listened to Brother Goomba's message tonight.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And so, and then throughout the week, they'll continue to catch it up.
Yeah.
And so there's people that are following.
Yeah.
And, you know, that to me, that's humbling.
Yes,
it just, yes. You know, I've never, you know, until we started this ministry, since we left from the church there, we started recording and doing the Zoom and then eventually the YouTube. And so that's been a new thing. But when I seen that the Zoom was reaching out to people, it really meant something to me, and I really, when I first did it, I was afraid of it, and I've other brethren that are afraid of it. I've tried to encourage them that once you do it, it's actually easier. It's easier to preach. It's easier, don't you think, Brother Goomba? On the Zoom or on the when you get in your closet and you're just preaching and there's nobody to bother you. There's nobody. You're not feeling any resentment. You know, it's just you and the Lord, and you just feel free. It's like, if they're going to complain, it'll be tomorrow, you know. Just I'm not looking at them, get mad at me or anything. You just, it's kind of a little more free for me. And so I can just, you know, if it's like Satan has a harder time bothering you than when you're in the pulpit. But I want to say, I really enjoyed it tonight.
Yeah.
And you actually quit a little bit early, brother.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
But I wrote so many things down tonight. That really, really meant a lot to me. And something else I wanted to say. Oh, I did want to say, I really felt bad about calling Brother Goomba this morning. I don't know if it was around 11 or so, but with John volunteering, Michael took off from work yesterday so he could be there to make sure they had everything, because they're so fast. And we don't want them to chase materials. We don't want them to go do anything else but just do what they do. You know, they're 20 times faster than us. If we're over there doing something, they're 20 times faster than us. And so when they're there, and so today Michael had to work, and I was supposed to be here, and this morning my computer messed up. We found it's been messed up for about 3 days. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. They updated over the weekend and they took away WordPad, which I've been using for almost 40 years. I've never wanted anything else. WordPad's free. It comes on every computer, and they stopped supporting it and it went away. And so all of my quotes, all of my highlighting, all of my underline, everything I do, all my messages gone, just gone. And so the message I had for Sunday, I was going to preach today. And so, not all of the highlighting. And so I've been avoiding buying word for 30 something years. I've fought it and fought it. And so Amanda put it on my computer today. And so I now am paying for that. But WordPad is all that I needed because it did everything. It highlighted it. That's all I needed. So for people working with it, they need all that other stuff. So I don't know anything about it. But then, just to show you that it's the devil, every one of my messages, all of the highlighting come back. All of it's there, all of my underlying, everything except my message for tonight. Except for my message. And I actually had two copies for some reason in the folder. That message, none of the highlighting, none of the underlining, it just went back to plain text. And so that is just the devil, just the devil. But it was, I just appreciate Brother Guma so much. And but I felt bad. The family's been going through so much. And poor little Gabe, you know, he's already so thin and needs some meat on his bones. And he has just been pouring out. And I know everyone's been praying. Just continue to pray for him, that the Lord will give him strength and get some meat on his bones and help him to eat. And that's been the thing. And Brother Goomba also went several days. He wasn't eating. He wasn't sleeping. If you sleep 1 hour, you haven't even slept. You know, it's not even sleep. That's just but they've just really been going through a lot of things. And so just let us continue praying for them. And the different ones, like was mentioned, Sister Esther, Sister Evelyn, all of those things. And then, once again, the Easter meetings. And then we're excited about the building. I've felt bad so many times for Brother Michael because he's just been plugging along all by himself. And so I feel bad on Saturdays. I'm here studying, and, you know, and I just... And I need you. I have to. I just can't. And he's always, he never complains. He said, "Brother, you study, you get ready." You know, he never makes me feel bad. Like, you know, you could come once in a while. And so, he's really worked hard. You just pray for him. Just pray for him. And Amanda, she's also helped him build walls. So she's working too. And so there's just some things you can't do by yourself. It takes two people to stand the wall up and those things. So let's continue to pray one for another. I want you to pray for Shiko and the girls. And then there's some issues in India and also in Kenya. Be praying for them. And so let us stand together now. And I want to say one more time, I enjoyed the message.
Amen.
I really enjoyed the message. Yes, both of them. That God spoke first, and then the message God put on Brother Gomez's heart. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, it's been so good to be here tonight. And Lord, we feel so blessed. We feel like you've spoken to our hearts. And Lord, give us something personal, and then continued on in the message, Lord, that has been very enlightening. And we just thank you and praise you. And we look to thee. We thank you for the encouragement when so much has Satan has been fighting so hard in so many ways. And Lord, we just we believe each one here has one desire, and that's to surrender, that you'll have your way in anything and everything. Lord, may you bless each one, those here and those that will listen, those that are a part of this gathering, Lord, this a part of your bride, not this group, but a part of you. Lord, that's what we're talking to. And we thank you and praise you. May you be with each one now. Bless Gabe and Emily, Lord. May you just pour out a special blessing upon them. Lord, deliver them from every symptom, Lord. And just give them strength. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you so much.